Oh, thank the stars above. We're finally done setting up all this stuff. Why did we need to bring so much stuff with us? We're only staying here for 2 nights. Actually, why did you bring so much? It's like you brought your entire room with you. I mean, just look at all of this. Like, what is this? What? Where the crap did you find Bear Mace? And why do you have it? You know what? It's fine. Perfectly fine. Nothing is going to ruin our time here. I plan on spending the most time with you as possible. I'm going to be by your side every waking moment of the day. You have nothing to worry about. So, since it's getting dark, what do you say about getting this campfire started? All we need are a few logs from the forest to go along with these special quick starting ones, and we should have a blazing fire in no time. I'm so sorry, but could you go into the woods and get some logs? We only need a few. I'll let you take my flashlight. I'll even give you my knife if it makes you feel safer. Thank you very much. I'll make it up to you when you return. I promise. Who's there? Oh, it's just you. Shut up. I wasn't scared. I just wanted to know it was you behind me after all. It's not like there's anyone else out here. Right? Anyway, we can worry about that later. Come sit down with me. This fire isn't gonna stay lit forever. I'm about to start cooking us some food, so if you want some, I suggest you hurry up and get over here. While we're waiting for this to cook, what do you want to do? Ghost stories? I mean, I do have one, but are you sure you want to hear it before going to sleep? It might give you a few nightmares. All right, if you say you can handle it, come here. Yep, extra clothes for this one. There was once a story of a dark figure that wandered in the woods. It casted a fog wherever it went. It could be 10 in the morning, yet the sky would be pitch black. Once you enter its territory, you can't leave. No one can hear you once you're in its void. It chases and hunts you down, death and bloodlust on its mind. Its eyes are dark orange, like a fire that could burn you to ash. A black silhouette for a body, like a tree in the night. A twisted smile stays perched on its face like bark, never to fall off, never to change. You might not see it, but it can see you, and it kills all it sees. But it never touches them once. It feels like nothing but everything at the same time. Is it behind you? Above you? Right beside you? The fear drives you crazy. Out of darkness comes a hand. You can never even see it. But before you know it, boo! Oh my God! You screamed like a girl. Scared of a little story, are we now? Oh man, I will never let you live this down. It's fine. I'm done teasing you for the night. I just needed some entertainment, and what better way than that to do it? I'm sorry, but it was totally worth it. Anyways, it's pitch black and it would seem that our fire is starting to die out, so here's an idea. What if we go to sleep? Don't worry, I'll still be here in the morning when you wake up. We still have to go hiking tomorrow, so get some sleep, all right? I'll see you in the morning. That's it. Let me in, let me in, let me in, let me in, let me in. Oh, hey. Sorry for waking you up. This is embarrassing, but I just can't take it anymore. I'm scared, and I want to sleep with you tonight. Yes, I admitted it, okay? Now shut up and cuddle me. Protect me with everything you've got. I scared myself with my own story, okay? I just didn't realize how fitting it was to our current situation. The dark of the night was getting to me, then I heard a branch or something snap out in the woods and I broke. Look, just hold me tight and we can go to sleep and forget this ever happened. I guess it was worth it in the end. Why? Well, before we left for this trip of ours, I set a goal for myself. My goal was to get close to you. I wanted to cuddle with you by the fire, just like how I've always imagined we would. Me and you, cuddling together by the warm light of the flames. The two of us sitting together underneath the moon and the stars. I didn't mean to scare you like that. It was meant to be a little harmless story. I never thought I would get to you that much. Or me, for that matter. I just wanted to see what would happen. I was kind of hoping you would get scared and come to me at night for comfort, but apparently it had the opposite effect. And now I'm in here with you, scared half to death of nothing. At least I get to cuddle with you for the night, so it all worked out in the end, I suppose. But I've had enough excitement for one day, so if you don't mind, can you keep holding me while I fall asleep? Thank you, honey. So sleep tight and don't let the monster bite.